I hope you're having an amazing day. Welcome back to the third episode of We Are Athletics podcast. This is Nupur, your host for the show. I'm really glad you could make it to our podcast because here we will get you updated on technology, startup culture, sales, marketing, and a lot more. So let's get started. So today's podcast is going to be very special for both me and you, as right here I have with me the co-managing director and the man behind Athletics, Mr. Sohil Shah. Hi Sohil, how are you doing today?
Hey, hi Nupur, I'm doing good. Thank you for inviting me over.
Thank you so much for joining us today in the third episode of this podcast.
It's my pleasure.
So today we will be discussing why a minimum viable product, that is MVP, is important for anyone and everyone who is looking forward to start his own venture or business, right? But before we jump right in, let me give you a quick brief about Sohil. He belongs from a core technical background, spending more than 7 years in the IT sector while managing end-to-end product solutions, strategies, designing, architecture, and development. He is also a blockchain certified who is at the moment exploring to adopt emerging technologies. Am I right?
Yes, I'm trying to.
Right. So, Sohil, can you share your journey from coming right out of the college to building Athletics? And how did the idea of, come on, let's start a business, came to your mind?
I won't call it a business, actually. It's a passion for me. To be very honest, I was very enthusiastic about the technology from my college days. And I was fascinated about technologists' positive sides to current world, actually. And I always wanted to do something new, which we are trying to do right now with my knowledge of technology and eagerness to learn lots of new things. We are trying to make some tedious tasks in a very automated way, where we can increase the productivity in tech giant world.
Correct.
So, but if you want to do something new, you need to learn about that system, you know. So that is why I spent almost 5 to 6 years. I know that is a bit long, but I wanted to know the IT industry a bit. So I spent that time, and here I am, you know, like, then the passion comes in.
Correct.
That's the address.
Okay. So, young people, these days, when I talk about the Gen Z, the generation of this era, they want to start their businesses in the technology world and want to build the next unicorn. So, I mean, if I talk about, building up the next unicorn, how do you actually do that and get there? And if at all you do, what exactly is the process, you know? So how usually do you proceed ahead with that?
Honestly, unicorn, people have different definition of unicorn, right? So basically a simple idea with lots of targeted audience, which is a unicorn, or a general ecosystem which is limited to some of the people, again that becomes a unicorn as well, right?
Correct.
But in order to go from MVP to product and then unicorn, basic process you need to do is you need to ideate, then research, do validation, and then accelerate. That means you need to empathize your product, then define the idea of a product, then ideate them, that means restructure them. Then you'll have to work on prototype and keep testing the product. So this is very simple definition. In this current giant world, you know, there are many technologies which is affecting the current ecosystem and which we are trying to evolve ourselves with the technologies, which is very difficult. Let's say blockchain, ML, AI, this kind of technologies in the current world is very advanced, and right now it becomes very easy to modify your MVP to the product and then a unicorn.
Correct. So now you mentioned something about ecosystem here. And when I talk about ecosystems, how companies are building a successful ecosystem for us to bring innovation in this, market?
If I'm talking about large manufacturers or large companies, they try to create their own ecosystem for limited target audience. Let's take an example. You know, one of the large manufacturer of the world has very simple application. That is a shopping list delivery application. And what do you do in that is you just click your recipe and you in return, you just get all the shopping list. You need to for that particular recipe. Again, that recipe will be connected to delivery system. So you just need to, what you need to do is you just click a photo of recipe and all the shopping list will be delivered to your home. That is one of the small ecosystem they have built. There are many ecosystems, you know. So let's say there has to be an array of ecosystem which can generate a bigger ecosystem for us, for a youth or for a targeted audience. These ecosystems are end-to-end products which creates lots of opportunity for service providers as well. And in future, this ecosystem needs to enhance and needs to be very automated, you know.
Correct. So the examples that you mentioned about ecosystems are pretty unique in its own. And so when we talk about metrics of an MVP per se, MVP has a variety of metrics to take care of, as it should and has to be data driven, correct?
Yeah.
What is that one metric that matters the most and should pay attention to while setting up a new venture or a business? And how should I or should one make it market ready?
As name suggests, you know, MVP is a validation of a product, right? So when you talk about metrics, or I will say matrices, there are certain matrices of a MVP, you know, like you need to research about your product, then go into the market, express your idea to the customers or your target audience, and then come back with the feedback and make a user flow or a design model, simple design model for an idea, and get it implemented. Apart from that, what I think is, and what will make life easier for people, is if they understand the research part and feedback part, plus how simple the design flow can be. Okay. You know, so let's take an example. I'm developing an idea. If I understand what my customer needs and how quickly and simply I can make them understand, how do I transform their idea, their needs into my idea, and how do I connect that, that will make life very easier for my customer or a target audience, right?
So you mean to say that MVP metrics revolves around getting to know your audiences and your customers, and also to know what exactly their need is and doing that accordingly.
Yeah, and a design flow, simple design flow to make people understand, you know.
Okay, so we really want people to understand the importance of an MVP, and for that I wanted to take your experience in a real-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to discuss as to taking an example of what if I have a business or a new venture,
right?
So what if after I launch my MVP, I find out that my audience does not want the product that I want to sell, you know. Should one change the business plan or continue with their own idea?
I would definitely not suggest to change a business plan. Okay, so let me ask you a few very basic questions, you know. Have you measured an engagement ratio of users through sign up process?
Yes, I have that already.
Okay, did you get a feedback from your client?
I wasn't able to get the feedback because I really don't have a function for that.
That is a very minor step, but let's say you must have got some of the feedbacks, right? So after getting the feedback, have you measured the active users of a system?
So I know the users of my system because of the sign up action that I have on my website and nothing else for mm-hmm. now. So I really don't have that right numbers, you know.
Okay, so that is the second part you need to work on, that, you know, you need to know the number of active users. After that, once you analyze the active users of a system, you need to analyze the acquisition cost of a user. Have you measured that? I'm sure you haven't done that, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So, and then what is the plan for getting the recurring business from a client?
Okay, that's a tricky question which I don't know of.
And that goes to the other question, that what is the lifetime cost for a client or a customer? Have you analyzed that?
So I know that the customer, if at all I have a customer, it can be a recurring one because of the services that I will provide and they will remember of, but nothing solid as such.
Right, so the data matters, right? So
correct.
Once you analyze all these things, you can measure your churn rate of a startup. That means, like, simply you need to understand number of clients you have and how many clients you lost during the MVP phase.
Correct.
And that's how you get, the feedback, you implement those feedback, you measure the acquisition cost and you define the MVP cost plus a development or implementation cost later on.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. I mean, that was really informative enough.
I tried.
Okay. So, you know, you might be, I guess, familiar with the stories about startup raising bucket loads of capital and burning it all very quickly. So at this point of stage, developing a new venture, do you think that spending a high amount in marketing and sales rather than, on its future development can boost the growth of a startup?
Yeah. So marketing and sales, yes. Only after the MVP has completed, you know. So basically the simple process you need to develop is once you complete the MVP, you go into the market and ask for the feedback. What bugs they have, what bugs they are finding, and then you implement those kind of implementation, very basic implementation within your system. So I would say at least 60% of time should be spent on marketing and sales to get feedback from the customers, and 30 to 40% should spent on those kind of bugs and new implementation or future enhancements of the system.
Okay, so you mean to say that if at all I'm looking forward to start a new venture, I should decide on keeping 60% of my funds on marketing and sales.
But only after MVP, sorry for interrupting.
Oh yes, MVP of course. So after we have developed MVP, we should invest 60% into marketing and sales and 40% in developing whatever exactly has been developed till yet, and as to how to implement it further.
Future enhancement, I would say.
Correct. So, let's say I have created an MVP. I have tried simple ways to, test the product idea in the market because I needed to get reliable data to understand how much I need to alter it further. Right. So now, do you think I should keep adding more features once my MVP runs smoothly in the market, or I should focus on building an ecosystem around my app or my product?
Just a simple question. How do you build ecosystem? By adding features? So the metric goes like this. MVP, you need to keep adding the features to make it a sustainable product. Then a sustainable product adds some of the features to create an ecosystem for a user base you have for a sustainable product. You know?
Correct. Sorted. I mean, most of my queries, and I guess not my queries, but the people who are listening to us right now thinking of starting a venture are now for this stage solved. So, thank you so much, Sohil.
It's my pleasure, to be very honest. I hope I have delivered something.
Of course, you have delivered a lot, for the beginners out there. But I'm sure many of you listeners who have started up a startup or are thinking to have one can understand now that why MVP is really, really important for you to adopt while setting up a venture. Because the chief reason to focus on releasing the MVP is to introduce actionable user responses into the development process as early as possible. So after listening to this episode, if you have decided and have made sure that MVP will be a clear way to measure your venture success or failure, then what exactly are you waiting for? So to know more about how you can get started with building an MVP, you can email us at enquiry@adrix.com, or you can also follow us on our social media accounts on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. We go by the name, we are Adrix. Also, you can visit our website for more queries or concerns. And I shall take off and I will see you again in the fourth episode of We Are Adrix podcast. I wish nothing but the best. Have a good day.